Gimel, Siman Gimel, Sifri Beis. Yifonim Tznias Belada Kanabiyam. So even though it's at nighttime, it's dark. So the halacha says that we don't differentiate between the two. We say that the Gemara actually says that the sign of a true tznua is that he even when it's dark, he acts with tznias. The Gemara gives this example of when a person goes to the basic, he says, "Mishaburi chabeis tznias belada tzalomer." He shouldn't uncover himself more than he does by day. Like I said before, you should wait till you're seated before you do so. There's no difference between dark and light. However, one leniency is we said that he has to be misrachik, that you shouldn't be able to be visible to other people. That's not relevant at nighttime. And their nighttime it was pitch black. If it's truly totally empty, the person doesn't have to go outside of the city. He shouldn't cause dirtiness to other people. If somebody there, feel even if it's a goy, usher the punas b'fanav, you can't do it b'fanav. That's that lack of sneeze. Now, b'chol zeli punas, this is a very interesting halacha. Abul Hashtin, a person has to pass water to urinate. If a person has a strong urge to urinate, it's considered sakana to delay it. So he can do it even if they rob him. A shame will mock him if he has no other place to go. It's dangerous for a person to refrain in that situation. A person has a strong urge. So the modern application of it was that the person in that situation, he should make sure he finds a place to go quickly. If a child is there, she shouldn't do so. If the child is not directly in front of the child, that's mutter. Chutzpah. Yeah. Okay. A person shouldn't be mashin ma'umad, and then it says he doesn't ragwa. So, because I was worried about that the person would have splatters on his feet. People would see it afterwards, and they would say that there's something wrong with his ability to be. Possibly that's indicative of the fact that he's a Khrushchevka, and then must be, if he's a Khrushchevka, he can't have children. So he has children. It must be there is no. So there's this whole thought process we're worried about. We don't want that. But if a person's standing in a higher place, so the water will be drawn away from him, so it's not going to cause it to splash back on his feet. Or if the ground is very soft, it won't splash back either. It's a plowed area, etc. So the water, the land is soft, it'll absorb the liquid. People were afraid that people will say that he's a Khrushchevka. Which one of the simonim of a Khrushchevka is that it doesn't create an arch, it doesn't flow away from him, it doesn't create an arch, it just drips down. Khrushchevka and a marlot, Virmalbonim, Shainim Shaloy, so they say his children must be from a different father. So we don't want to claim such an item issue about the children, so. He doesn't have the option of it's in a higher area or that the ground is soft. Yeshiva, and the person is not able to find a place where he could be mashed in the yeshiva. Yuchalas is eitz acher shliyabu the nitzotzes. So going to create a leniency. The person can raise up his aver a little bit by pushing on the bay, not directly on the aver, and that will cause it to flow away from him. Or to use a thick piece of cloth. Again, a person should not be touching to his aver because they're afraid that it'll cause chimum and a hearer, etc. But if there's something, some type of a barrier between him and the aver, which is thick, it doesn't convey any warmth, so that's mutter. B'malkam atzarech. We're only buying this b'malkam atzarech. Mr. Berlin, around, you know, is uncomfortable with it 100%. If it did end up on his, so yes, it's proper that a person should wipe them off. Even though it's a halakhically, it doesn't create any issue. A minimal amount of liquid does not create an issue in regards to saying davar shebekedusha, etc. But in regards to this issue of people misinterpreting it, it applies, and that they're covered with a person should wipe it off. A person should not directly hold on his aver while he's urinating. The only place which should permit it is ulamata, from the at the edge of the end of the aver. There's a corona which goes around like a raised part of the area. Then beyond that, so that part is not as sensitive as the other part, and that's mutter. Why is this aser? Because a person to become aroused. And the human tissue chazar salatola, which is a tremendously, it's interesting. The Gemara talks about it minimally. The Gemara talks about it. It doesn't have very how much to think about it. The Zohar talks about it more strongly. The Zohar's lashon is that human tissue salatola is the most chamor aver in the whole Torah. Shuvah doesn't work for it. The Zohar says, and all these powerful language. The Maisa, we don't, the you know, the Svarim write that, you know, modern poskim, etc., talk about it. They think it Zohar doesn't mean that Shuvah doesn't work at all. Shuvah does work, but it means it's very difficult. But it is very significant. The point of the Zohar is to stress it's a very, very significant avera. The Rizal says that the riches of the goals that we're in is because of Yimetzi Zarel Batalah. He says it's kilo the you know this potential of zera has went into golus. It's not where it's supposed to be properly. So the physical golus corresponds to that. And part of the tefillah that the up here the Rizal, when your person says the paragraph the kavashar for gadol in Shemoneh Esrei, there's a tefillah to take back the elements of kedusha which were in the zera which were lost. Into Gaulus, as it were, through being much as Arla Batola, it should go back to its proper place, and that'll bring the Gula. So the Rizal says that the Richos of Gaulus that we're in is because of this issue. I once suggested, he actually says that he says we're all Gagulim nowadays, and the Gilgul will come back because of this issue. And it's we're in the Zohar and other places that when a person comes back as a Gilgul, the Vilna Gaon says that he will be tested in the area which he was sent back because of the problem. In other words, the goal is to rectify the problem, so he's going to be tested in that area. So I believe that if the Rizal is saying that the end of the goal is everybody's going to be Googling because of this issue, we're living in a society which is testing us tremendously in that area for that reason. That's what that's shot in why we live in such an immoral society. Elam kinu nasi. It's only much a person's nasi because if he'll be around, so he can be with his wife. And the esposito says, "I feel a bit nasi. Even if a person is married, it's proper, however, to refrain." Ulamata chafei afilo im ha'aver b'kishri mutar matar ulamata. Even if the person is somewhat aroused already, so then possibly it will cause more of a problem. Matar ulamata chazal were able to mishar. That's not a problem. What does he mean to say is that Shayyadeh in the Giyosa begir, Bala Dechimum Vihira, we're afraid that by touching it, he will be aroused. We are well as any company Matizera. The Chamber of Zain, Ebenezer, Simon Chav Gimel. The Gemara says that, you know, that it was a sort, it was the, it caused the, he will crew. It caused the marble, and the reason, you know, he's creating something which would be similar, bring a marble onto the world, and that's all the Mor says about it. You know, it doesn't say it's the worst of air in the whole Torah. The desire adds that, you know, takes it a step weiter, or two steps weiter. If he's not say it's mutter, why the yeshlo pas pesaloch of Zion. The person who's not so, his wife is more available, so he doesn't have the same level of desire. Or being overpowered by desire. If that practically the woman, his wife, is not available to him because she's in either he's away or she's away, usr. Even a person who's married, it's only because there's a need. So the time he's relieving himself, but a person, otherwise he should not be touching the Avery either. It's made a chassidus, even a person who's not, should be machmer. This is a Gemara Nida. I think it's Daf Yud Gimel, maybe Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara says that a story with Rabbi Yehuda that he did so, and the more questions that Shmuel had said that you can't do what he said, a situation where a person is fearful. So the fear is the overwhelming emotion, and therefore it's not he won't be aroused. So it was the case. He was standing in a place which was on top of something. In the case where he was on the roof, so he's right by the edge of the roof, relieving himself. So he's busy focusing on not falling off the roof. So so that situation. Now the Gemara does not differentiate, if I recall correctly, between a married person and a non-married person on this point. I haven't seen the Gemara recently. But the Arch of Zachayim understands that Gemara was only referring to the fact that Rabbi Yehuda was married. But normally we're machmer, but in this situation it's mutter. That's the way he seems to present it. The Gemara itself, if I recall correctly, did not differentiate between married and not married in that point. Okay. Tezayin. I feel that Misha, I don't know, so he's mutter to say, even though he can't touch directly to his male organ, but to touch the testicles to move them to help move that's permitted. Cheftes bebeim sheinam iskamim al yedei kach, it doesn't arouse him as such. There's also a possibility of touching the aver. How is that going? Al yedei matlus over sheinam mechamim, for he has a thick separation, a thick piece of cloth. Also, just a simple garment, so a person can feel warmth through it, etc. That's also. Some people are hesitant to rely on that because we're not sure what exactly the definition of matlas ova is. How thick is thick? A person can't rub that area; just can help in general, but he can just do it for to go to the bathroom. Rubbing it causes chimum. It's a thick garment. Again, it's mutter. So I'm not sure exactly why the person will be doing it, but it's permitted. Now, mutter lisa gzoki in a tachter im ach shloyiga oz be amar biyada binary alocha. So a person needs this hair is matted down below and he wants to sort of comb it out. So he's allowed to do that, but he just can't touch his male organ. Okay. Yud zayin. Hamash in a kov of over mishul bata shaksa. A man has pubic hair. If it gets matted, he wants to separate it. Okay. So he wants to comb it out. Yud Zayin. So a person is mashing the kavav is every mishum batar shaksu. Mishabur lamad al. What's batar shaksu? So the Torah says that a person shouldn't act in a way which is abominable. So that applies to doing things which make other people feel uncomfortable. The more it's just being spitting in front of somebody, etc. Also applies to doing something vis-a-vis yourself that you are acting not with the more like an animalistic in the sense that the person would, you know, keep soy inside of himself. When the person needs to relieve himself, he has an issue about the shock. So now, that applies both to Gedolim Ketanim. A person refrains from urinating. Like we just said, also because potentially that if a person waits too long, to that it can affect his ability to be merlid, to give birth. So there's this in the Torah of lo yia ocher. You can't make something into an ocher. So a person is theoretically translating that. Now, there's a Kazanish that says nowadays that he understands that the teva has changed and we don't have this problem anymore. Being masha the ketanim doesn't create the issue of becoming an ukur. It did mitam mizana gemara, doesn't apply anymore, and therefore this issue, the person will be masha the kumah. He's never about the shak, so he's not over a year ukur. The chazan is right. It's not a gzeres akosav. It's practically, is it endangering him or not? We see that our teva nowadays, it doesn't affect us. A person who is holding himself in from not passing gas, it's only if a person has the issue is soya or miraglayim. But just a person is holding in gas, it's not a problem. Sometimes what happens, the person is holding in gas, the person needs to urinate, but the reason why he does, has the pressure, is because the fact he has gas, he would leave the gas, he wouldn't need to urinate anymore. So that's not about the shaks anymore. Because the issue is the gas, not the urine. Gama isra about the shaks, so nitchum in the kawad abriyas. So this, however, is an issur d'rabbanon, and Chazal removed their issur in a situation of kawad abriyas. How is that? The person wants to find a private place to be able to do that. It applies, let's say, a person's a chaz, and all of a sudden he was to run out in the middle of davening. It's very embarrassing, etc. You know, a person in the middle of saying a shir. So he's any situation where that would be that type of situation, so he's allowed to be mashin a kavav. There is a shulchan aruch harav. Shulchan aruch harav differentiates between the derisa level and the rabbanon level. It says that Mishnah Berurah is presenting it as a rabbanon. He differentiates between a case where a person has an urge to go to the bathroom. That's the rabbanon. When the urge to go to the bathroom is so strong that the koyach of being doiched out of the body is stronger than holding it in. Yes, physically, mamash hold it in. That's the derisa already. That's what Shulchan Aruch Rav holds. So he gets to that point where it's without him physically holding in, it's going to be coming out. It's an issue of the rice already, the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Pasha the Chorah coming to be, it wouldn't be mad to that. Yizurim or the Kaneach, hey, the person has to be careful to clean himself well. Kiyatsoya b'mekarim b'mashu, k'moshu kosu b'simen ayin vav sif hey. Soya prohibits a person from saying any brachas, davening, learning, etc. So soya, which is covered normally, is not a problem. If it's on your body, it's a problem. Because all touched up. If it's in soya bim kaima, it's there in the part of the body where it comes out. The issue is mamashu, because over there it's mzuyim tfei. It generates more zuma, dirt, uncleanliness, etc. But have lurches pia tabas b'mayim aburayk. So nowadays they have tissues. They have flushable things. Mishnah Berurah is recommending. It's not really from him. It's really from before him. Prison should wash it off over that area. Okay. Simen dalet didn't until tzedayim aburayk of gimel sifim. So there's a halacha of the tzedayim diamonds that didn't in the Gemara. The more it goes to the whole Seder of getting up in the morning, and the more it talks about the brachos for getting dressed, the more also says the person washes his hands and he makes a bracha of Al Matil Sadaim. Yechas Yadav Bevorach Al Matil Sadaim. So this sheet holds, even if you do not use the bathroom, you say a bracha of Asher Yotzar. Why is that? Because every morning, you're in a certain sense, the Rishon was Yotzer the Adam. He recreated you, so it's a bracha on the Yetzirah of Adam, the Chadashim Labakar Rabbi Munasecha, every morning. The Rambam says that's our minig. We'll see Mishnah Berurah that's not necessarily our minig. Ma'im Absulim Matil Sidayim Lasuda, the commandment Sim Kubsamak Sharm Matil Sidayim Latfila. The definition of what's considered proper water for the Sidayim for a meal is much more stringent than what it is for the Lachas of the Sidayim in the morning. Miu, Yesh Mishoim Rishalim Mavarach Alayim. Some say that it's you'll be yotzi your lach of washing, but you don't make a bracha while it's a zayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not that you don't say a bracha at all. You say a bracha of al nekiyus yodayim. The tila you haven't fulfilled, but the nekiyus you've fulfilled. So we'll see later on at the end of the siman that a case where there's no water available, a person can wipe his hands on something which would cleanse them. You make a bracha of al nekiyus yodayim, not al nekiyus, al nekiyus yodayim. So this Yesh Arim holds that the water which is possible for Netilas Yadayim for Suda takes it out, even though it's kosher over here, it still cleanses. So you become Nekiyas Yadayim, but you make a bracha about Nekiyas Yadayim, and that's this shita. And why some Shabur things in the past, and we paskin that you could say al Nekiyas Yadayim. Okay, Mr. Brewer. Yerchas Yodav. So you have to wash your hands and make in the morning. Yeshal Zesh Shnei Tome. There are two reasons explained in Halacha. There's a Rosh and a Rashba. Now there's a third reason, which I mentioned before, that is the Zohar's concept of the tumah which is on the person's body. And when the person wakes up in the morning, that leaves the body, but it remains on the hands, and that has to be washed off. That's a third reason. That's a Kabbalistic, concept, which, the Gemara does mention it. But that entails a tila which a person needs to do because it's not safe. It's a sakana issue. But the reason why we wash in the morning, a rush causes the fish, yadayim shalonim askanias hand. The reason why you wash in the morning is because people's hands are they're busy. The Yavshin shalom yiga bebosar hamatunov. So there's a very strong chance that during the nighttime, a person's hand touched part of his body which was covered and was dirty, etc. It's not proper to say daven and sheshma and say brachas with such hands. So Chazal instituted washing your hands and making a bracha before you daven and say kriyashma. According to the Rosh, it applies to Mincha Marav also. According to the Rosh, a person busy during the day is not, being shomer yadayim. You don't know what it's touched, etc. It comes time for tefillah. You have to wash your hands again, and you make a bracha. According to the Rosh, you make a bracha three times a day. Al tefillah yadayim. It's not only by chakras.
Unless mincha marav are together.
That's all together, correct?
Is that how we hold?
No. The reason is because. But Rashba calls, so the Rashba says that no, the reason why we wash in the morning and we make a bracha is a totally different reason. The Fisha B'Shachar, Akar Hashena, the person wakes up in the morning, Anu Nasim Kibriya Chadasha, we become a new being. Dichsib Chadashim Labakarim Rabbi Munasecha, we're new every morning. So therefore, tzichon onu lahoydus loy isborach shabrono lichvoydei l'shor sil lavarach b'shmoi. The why does Baruch Hu recreate us? It created us, recreates us, because we're here in this world to serve a purpose of serving Him. So just like the kohen would come into the Beis Hamikdash every morning, the first thing he would do was before the avoda, he would have to wash his hands and feet. That was the preparation, as it were, the dedication of the person toward the avoda of the day. So similarly, a person is washing his hands as to say, I'm dedicating myself to the service of Kadosh Baruch Hu for the day. I'm preparing myself to be the Kayan who's serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm washing my hands. Well, there was a Tiknu B'Shachar, so this recreation is why we make all these brachas every morning. Kolosin HaBracha, Shalom HaBracha, B'chol Boiker. V'chein Gam Tavrezeh, Tiknu B'Shachar, they were masakin this concept also. These Kaddish B'Tu Shasoy, Litol Yodeinu Minakli, Kekoyin, and Shmekaddish, Yodav Minakir, Kadam Avodosa. Interesting, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba. The Rashba was asked, do you need to wash it from a kli for it to die? That was the question the Rashba was asked. So Rashba says, well, since this is the reason, so it has to be like the Kohen had a lacha, he needed to use a kli. Kier was represented a kli. If he didn't, the Kohen couldn't use the kli, the kier, you could use a kli. According to the Rosh Pashas, you don't need a kli. The point is, nekiyas yadayim, you have to wash your hands, so you have to make your hands clean. So you don't need for a kli. According to the Rashba, you need a kli. Again, the Zoyer's concept requires a kli and three times, etc. According to neither of them, you require three times. Right.
Now, according to the Rush, if someone theoretically slept with gloves,
correct,
he wouldn't need a washi at all.
Mishabur mentions that later on.
What's the Rush say?
Because of the key, his hands are dirty and touched dirty parts of his body. Okay. So that's what we see in the Rush and the Rash. So what are we passing like? We see that both of these are valid reasons to do Natila. So even if you have one and not the other, you would still do Natila. Can the Kamam is asked Simon? Like the Shulchan Aruch will mention as we go along, he's going to mention some examples which apply according to one, according to the other. He mentions that we do both. According to the Rosh, you can't make a bracha after davening, because the whole idea was to wash your hands before davening, and then you wash your hands to make a bracha. After davening is over, there's no bracha anymore. According to the Rashba, that it's this dedication element. So theoretically, if a person didn't do it beforehand, he'll do it afterwards. He didn't make the bracha before, he'll make the bracha afterwards. So the Kiddush over here is that even the Rashba, who said it's a dedication for the person for the day, and that's true, the point really was the void of the day, because Chazal connected it to the preparation for Shachris. Now, even though the way the Rashi presented it is, it's nothing to do with davening per se, it's getting up in the morning. So I thank Hashem Baruch Hu for eyesight, and I also dedicate myself to Hashem's service by washing my hands and making a bracha. So if I didn't do it before davening, I'm going to do it after davening. So in the way, the Chayorim says that Chazal tied it together with Shacharis, because that was clearly an expression of Avodah. So if this idea is to express your commitment to avoid it by washing your hands, the best expression of that would be like washing your hands and going and davening. So in a case where you davened already and you had not made the bracha, even though conceptually it would apply still, they tied it and connected it into davka to the for shacharis. And this is a quote from a Chayodim. So that's the Chayodim's Kiddush on the Rashba. Again, it's a Kiddush on the Rashba, because the Poshup shot in the Rashba would not necessarily be true like that. You can very easily learn the Rashba, because you would be able to make a bracha after the davening. So it comes out that both according to the Rosh or the Rashba, there's no need of making a bracha of Alathiz Adayim after Shacharis. So it's one of those brachas that, we'll see later on the brachas of Shachar, bet to a person, if he needs, so we can say the brachas of Shachar later. It doesn't have to say before davening. If a person comes late, he could, but he has to say beforehand. So he makes a bracha of Al Nathil Sadaim, Vivorach. Viyarachar Natila, Yivorach, Vain Tarkh, Hamdallah Niguf. It's not like for washing for a meal, which Chazal said that since eating a meal, well, there's a reason why. Chazal said 2 points. First of all, eating a meal with hands which are wet, wets the bread. It makes the bread disgusting, and therefore it's not proper. It's not derech eretz to the bread. A and B, if you learn the reason why Chazal was masakin to wash your meal because of srach truma, by truma, the point was that we're concerned with the, in certain scenarios, we're concerned the water would be tameh. If you don't use the ureas, the water becomes tameh. So the water is going to make the truma tameh. So you have to wash. You have to dry your hands in this situation.
If what, the water would become tameh?
If you wash your hands for a suda, if you wash your hands, the person is washing his hands the truma. So the water, if he didn't use ureas, the water becomes tameh. So that water will make the truma tameh. Now he can't eat the truma anymore. So he has to wash. He has to dry his hands. If he uses ureas, you don't have that halacha. But so the reason why we do a second time is to remove that water. But you see, Chazal, the Iker Takana was to dry your hands. But it doesn't apply to the morning. None of these issues don't apply. You're not, you know, touching bread, and you're not being matama anything. The bread, you know, that worried about the truma. So in the till in the morning, niga was not ma'akev. However, v'yesh mechmirim shalol levorach ad achar sheyinagav yadav. So the summer machmer, and the mishmer is going to finish the sentence by saying we don't pass it like this. But this shita, which is machmer, says the following. You have to dry your hands also. The svir lahu, the ein ruach ra, sar me hayadayim ad achar aniguv. The ruach ra, which is the third reason, only first leaves a person's hands after he washes his hands and he dries them. So that's the ruach ra issue. The svir lahu, they also then hold, the osur levorach biyadayim is ruach ra, shor aleihem. This opinion is making an assumption, there's an issur, your hands are clean. But they have ruach ra on that. Does that preclude you from davening? So we said, I told you before that that's not true. We don't pass them like that. We hold it's mutter to daven. Ruach ra does not preclude you from davening. However, this opinion says that it does. Therefore, you have to dry your hands before you make a bracha. But the poskim not like that, that there's no issue of learning with Ruach Ra in your hands. Even if you're going to tell me it's true that the Ruach Ra is still there to have to enjoy your hands, it's irrelevant, because it doesn't create any halachic nafkamina the gabi tefillah.
What is the drawing do? That takes the Ruach Ra away? That washing alone is not enough?
According to this Yesh Machmirim that he's quoting, they hold the ruach ra is the process. The ruach ra goes up to you. It's washing and removes it, but it's still sitting on you because it's on your hands. The water has the water of the till in the morning is considered has ruach ra in it. And the halacha is actually it's an interesting Shabbos, like Abimux and stuff like that, because you're not use it for anything else. Uh-huh. You can't drink from it, and because of the ruach ra, so it becomes muksa. So what is on the other hand? It's like Graf Sharei. It would be very mean to keep such a thing around. You're allowed to pour it out because of Graf Sharei. But the Mamish deal with it is like this: it's contaminated water. So you have contaminated water sitting in your hands. So they understand that the process hasn't been completed until you remove it.
And see if you wash it a fourth time.
That's the Gros. The Gros says you wash it a fourth time. That removes the issue.
I would imagine. Why not? I mean, right. Would it?
So the Gros says you wash
what about it when you go to the basic first? Nobody dries their hands then. Is that because there's no towels around?
We'll talk about it later at the end of the sermon. He talks about washing after basic course. The Kaf HaChaim brings, I don't know the Mishabur brings, the Kaf HaChaim brings two shitas, whether the minig is to wash after the basic chorus, dry the basic chorus or not. And so he suggests that in a case where it's warm weather, so it's not difficult to keep your hands wet, you shouldn't dry. In case it's uncomfortable, it's cold, whatever it is, so you can decide
So in other words, if it's warm, it's better not to dry, even if there's a towel available.
Correct. That's what he suggested. Right. That's what the Kabbalah.
So what's the reason for that? Kabbalah.
Yeah, it's Kabbalistic. Yeah. Kosev said, "Are yom shal yigav mabush about shayito?" The Gemara lemash mekain. So it's fascinating. The Gemara says the Gemara goes through the whole process of how the person gets dressed, and it mentions it till Sadaim at the end. The Mor also is Masha, by the way, that the Mor says he said brachas along the way, which means he was saying brachas without his diamond. And that's a big problem. I don't understand that step of the Gemara. Right? But the Mor was clearly Masha that they got dressed. Before, they got dressed in bed. Then they got out of bed and they washed their hands. So the Gemara does not, but the Seder Ayom, which was the Shlo's father, I think, if I recall correctly, brings this idea of that you shouldn't touch your clothing until you wash your hands. Yarmulke, notwithstanding, you're allowed to put yarmulke on before you wash your hands. If it fell off, says the Gemara Lamash became fine. Magen Avraham. Isur Bruch is definitely an aleph. Atidah Chalucha B'Shachar is Miyad Hashem is B'Silbush Shum Sukanas Hamazikim. Leo Mimok Mimokim Shushom. Even if the shamash already washes his hands, You should get dressed yourself. You shouldn't take it from somebody else. Somebody else shouldn't dress you. I mean, obviously, a person physically is unable, but you know, that they're having this, you know, the butler dressing you in the morning is not proper. A person should dress himself. And the reason the more says, it's Gemara, the more says it's because it's a Ganas HaMazikim. I don't understand, you know, the more tells me something, they might believe the Gemara. I have a problem with it. I can't say I understand the lumps behind it exactly. But there is a concept the Gemara talks about that. That begotten, you know, besides we begotten are a very physical thing. They represent the goof represents the baggage for the neshama. So conceptually, the idea of the mazikim taking advantage of the fact that the person is not being malbush as neshama with the baggage of the goof properly. So that's symbolic in the fact that he's have somebody else dressing him. Okay. Read a good more.
Records on saying before about. About washing the hands and getting dressed.
The more is mashma that he washes hands after he got dressed. So it means obviously you were touching your clothing beforehand. A person should wash his face and his hands and his feet because of kvod shemayim. We don't walk barefoot. You don't have to wash your feet in the morning. Basically, they would walk around so the feet were dusty and dirty, etc. So quite carnal, you're going to come daven with your dirty feet. So you should wash your feet off. For us, the main thing is panav and yod. A person should wash their face in the morning.
Why does he wash his feet before he went to sleep? Does he have to wash it a second time? In the places where they went barefoot. He washed his feet before he went to bed. I can't even imagine if you'd walk in barefoot to go into bed with dirty feet. I mean, that's hard for me to absorb that. But, you know, what if he doesn't want to do that? So he washes his feet before he goes to bed. So then
I would imagine
you have to wash a second time like you wash your hands. Same level?
I don't know.
Probably not because we don't have to wash our feet in the morning.
No, it's not the same level of a chiv and tila. It's just it has a quad karna. So if you can create it another way, a quad karna mustam, it's okay. I mean, so then the next sif is we don't want to run through it. The next sif, the first time it deals with this issue of saying al nisidayim without. Without using the bathroom. Then he goes to the next step, which is much more of a common problem. The next two simon deal with, you know, so what do you do when the person gets up in the morning and they wash their hands, they go to the bathroom, they wash their hands, they come to davening, they wash their hands, you know, when do you say al nisidayim? When's the right moment? That's a very common problem. So he deals with that in the next two sifim. But it's a little bit complicated. Should we just at least start it? Okay, let's start it. Come Shia Tzar, Tom, this opinion holds, you say Shia Tzar, even without using the bathroom. Mishum, the Baboyker Nasa Kabriya Chadoshim, Tzichimonolo Hadislo. So the person is now a new creation. So we need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the neshama and for the goof every morning in the brachas of Asher Yetzar and Alakai neshama. V'yeshar tamim acherim ayin b'acharonim. So it means that in the morning the Asher Yetzar is different than the Asher Yetzar the rest of the day, which is not thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the functions are functioning properly, but it's important to stake in the fact that we have a body. We the Russia gave us a body which works.
Why do we do the if Ashi Yatza represents the guf and Alakai Neshama represents the Neshama, why would the Neshama come after the guf? Shouldn't it come before? Isn't it more important? Plus the fact that the Neshama is a thing that's coming and going, then the goof is always there. It's not going anywhere. When you sleep, the neshama goes away and then comes back in the morning, but the goof's still there. There's nothing special about that.
Well, the point that we're saying is that every morning the Russian recreates the whole world. Chazash and Lebekorim applies to everything. Applies to the trees, applies to the cows, and applies to our bodies.
Oh.
Right? the order of Bria was goof, and then the Shem went into the goof. So that was the order of the Bria.
Oh.
So. Kasher Megadon, if you put the feet time the Bria Chadasha, im hoya ner kol alayla. I can't run through this. I can't do it. I can't. It'd be too painful for me to run through this. So let's hold the Mishnah Berurah here, which is really it's a decent spot to stop. So.